سلم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. We have given you a lot, or we have given you Kawthar has two meanings here, has many meanings, but most scholarly meaning is we gave you the river of Kawthar in paradise, and we gave you knowledge that has no beginning, has no end. As river of Kawthar has no beginning, has no end, also what I gave you, O my beloved servant Habibi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I gave you what has no beginning and what has no end. Allah only knows its beginning. From that ocean, awliyaullah, they get drops of knowledge. It's like someone going mining for diamonds. You go to the big mine companies, you go underground 100 meters, 200 meters, 300 meters, isn't that? To find what? To find one piece here, one piece there, one piece there, and you'll be lucky if you find a big piece. But anyone who goes to a mine, he will not come back with nothing. You go to mine, to a mine, for mining, you must come with something there. If we go to the mine, the heavenly mine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will never come with nothing. You must get, might be a diamond of 1 carat, 2 carats, 3 carats, 10 carats. One time, I was in Brunei with Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life. And there was someone who brought to the Sultan of Brunei a piece of glass, and in it there were diamonds. They want to sell. It is the biggest collections of diamonds. Every diamond is a different color. And how much they want? $150 million. The meaning here is not the importance of how much it is, but the meaning is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a way through our guide to be able to get different colors of diamonds from the hearts of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because Allah said, "Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar." We have given you the lot.
Plenty.
And plenty never finish. Relatively speaking to Azamatullah, to the grandeur and the greatness of Allah, plenty is nothing. Plenty is like minimal. So means plenty has no limit. When we say in English plenty, it doesn't give the meaning. But when you say Kawthar in Arabic, Al-Kathir. Al-Kathir means abundant. We gave you the abundant that has no beginning, has no end. Means you can go inside, find any diamonds you like and buy it. Buy it, Allah will sell it to you. Allah doesn't need your money, but He will sell it to you, He'll trade you. You want to make trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everyone likes to make trade. Who doesn't like to make trade? No one. Who likes to make trade? What is the trade? Allah said, I am trading with you. You want to buy? I'm selling. Come, but come. What is my trade? What is my price? You do what I do. Means follow my orders. My orders to my angels to make salawat on Prophet, to make salawat on Prophet. So simple trade. You make one salawat, Allah will give you 10 salawat. Yeah, Allah's salawat is like our salawat. When we do our salawat, we do it in front of the TV. Sitting with the beads in our hands and watching TV and making salawat. That? Yeah. But Allah's salawat on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he will give you the reward for 10 salawat has no limit. And every salawat must be with a different style or language, Arabic language, a different way of reciting that darood. It's not the same, all of them. Say, okay, my servant, you like that? Then do salawat on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for alfu salatu wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi, ya Rasulallah, ya Rahmatan lil Alameen. So, people, they say, oh, Islam is too much work to do. Allah says, من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Whoever say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله enter paradise. So simple. Islam is not difficult. Allah is giving you Jannah by saying لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. That if I say La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah today, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man qala La ilaha illallah, dakhal al Jannah. Is I say it now, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, I enter paradise, correct? If I say it two times, he didn't say, he said, Man qala La ilaha illallah. Who says La ilaha illallah? He didn't say, Man qala La ilaha illallah, wa akthar. And more, he say, who say la ilaha illallah, dakhal al jannah. That if we say it two times, then two jannahs. Three times, three jannahs. 100 times, 100 jannahs. And don't think that every jannah Allah will give you is similar to the other jannah. These seven jannahs that that the Holy Quran mentioned and the Hadith mentioned about them is has no beginning, has no end. It means Jannah is a place where you will receive continuous pleasure in the presence of Prophet and presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means when He gives you one Jannah, two Jannahs, one Jannah means might be you be in the presence of Allah and His Prophet one time per day. If you say two times, you be two times there. If you say three times, you be three times there. And every time you say, Allah give you more 10 times. It can't. That's why Awliya Allah from Awrad When they give us awrad, they say, do it from 100 to 1,000. A 1,000 time, multiply by 10 every time, you will give 10 times more. It's 10,000 Jannah every day you are getting. If 1 month, how many they be? 300,000. 1 year, how much by 10? 3 million. 70 years, normal age, or 100 years, 300 million. More, 3 billions. It's a little bit calculation, only to make, to understand. Little bit mathematics. You see Allah's greatness for those who are from their childhood, especially I'm speaking to the young ones, to the youth. Begin from now. Don't wait. Like some people, they say, oh, we go to Hajj when become 60, 70 because we like to do our the pleasure. We still dunya is long and we have to work for dunya. Our no. Go for Hajj as soon as you become mature. Take that obligation away. Don't lose your prayers. Don't come against government. Don't be a terrorist or an extremist. Be a moderate person. A Muslim is a moderate. A Muslim doesn't like to fight. Muslims are people who like peace. Islam is the submission. When you submit yourself to someone, that one will be responsible for you. You are not responsible anymore. That's why Islam is a submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, orders, submission to Prophet's orders, submission to Ulul Amr orders. Then you have no responsibility when you are submitting to their wills. But when you want to submit to the will of yourself, it's blended with shaitanic gossips in the ears. That's what make you be struggling. Why people they struggle today? People struggling in their lives. Why they struggle? Because they are letting shaitan to interfere in their lives. Drugs, stealing, killing, explosive. We are not speaking about small sin. Everyone will do sin. Everyone. No one is ma'asum except prophets. Even a wali is not ma'asum. Awliya Allah are mahfuzun. They are protected. Yani protected from doing something wrong. But they might do. It doesn't mean they will not do. They might do, but with not bad intention like us. We do with bad intention. They might make a mistake, but without bad intention, it turned out to be not accepted. But Allah will forgive. Even He forgives us. What about awliya? He say to us, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my servants, don't lose hope from Allah's forgiveness. Allah will forgive anyone. Say, Astaghfirullah. أستغفر الله العظيم. أستغفر الله العظيم. وأتوب إليه.
How many people here? 500, 600, 200, whatever. Everyone is witnessing on the others. In the day of judgment, Ya Rabbi, no, he said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. One istighfar is enough to take all sins of humanity. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like us? I have a problem with him, for example, or with him. We don't forgive each other. Even if we forgive each other, still that coldness, you say? Bitterness still is there. Allah is saying, oh, Ya Muhammad, say to them, La taqnatu. That's the key.
Mashallah.
La taqnatu. Don't lose hope. Don't say, no, it is not going. No, it will happen. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't lose hope of Allah's mercy. Allah will forgive. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. If you read that ayah with the intention that Allah to forgive you from your sin, all your sin will be forgiven because you said, as he said in Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah will forgive all the sins. So we say, Ya Rabbi, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر ذنوب جميعا. You think there will be left a sin? No. If we say there is left a sin, you are doubting in Allah's greatness. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'ir min ummati."
Subhanallah.
The famous hadith. It is written on the Rawda. They took it now. They took it away, but it was written there. My mercy, shafa'ati, my intercession. Prophet is saying, I intercede for the big sinners in my ummah.
Allah.
Who are the big sinners? Uh-oh. They are not touching on the umbilical. Shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'ir. Who are ahli al-kaba'ir? Ahli al-kaba'ir means those who are doing big sins. They ask Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, هل المؤمن يسرق؟ قال ربما. Do the mu'min steal, rob? He said, might be. He said, هل المؤمن يزني؟ Does the mu'min make zina? He said, ربما. Might be. He said, هل المؤمن يكذب؟ Do the mu'min lie? He said, أَمَّا هَذِهِ فَلَا. This, no. You cannot lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say in Day of Promises, لا إله إلا الله, Muhammadur Rasulullah, you cannot change it when you come to dunya. You have to keep your promise. You cannot lie to Allah there, say something here, say something else. That's why Muslims are honored. Allah honored them to keep on their tongues La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Kalimatul Tawheed. But you can be a Muslim. You can be a Muslim and you don't pray. There are Muslims, they don't pray. But you cannot say they are not Muslims. You can say they are Muslims, but they are not perfect. They have lost one of the main pillar. But the first pillar is still there. The basic, the structure, the infrastructure is there. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. The first pillar of Islam is there.
The prayer you didn't pray, okay, you will be punished for it. You pray on the top of Jahannam, you until you finish all your prayers, you'll be sent to paradise. So, شَفَاعَتِ لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Prophet is saying, my intercession, my shafa'a is for the big sinners. So what do you think about the small sins? Small sins. Of course, they enter under the shafa'a. The big, if the big sins are under the shafa'a, the small sins are, they will be under the shafa'a of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our duty is to be very careful in how to deal with each other. Today, you have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us and guided us to follow the way of His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through our shuyukh. Without a flashlight, you cannot see in a dark night. You need a flashlight. Without a spotlight, you cannot see in dark nights. There might be a flashlight wali, there might be a spotlight wali. Flashlight wali can show you around a small area. Spotlight wali can show you the whole stadium. So if you are seeing the whole stadium with a big wali, strong wali, you'll be able to understand the meaning. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you what you said, the abundance. We gave you, Ya Muhammad, and we are giving you, وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah is going to give you until you say enough. If someone comes to you and give you 1 million, and he say, as much as you like, I have. Okay, you take one, you say, yeah, 1 million, alhamdulillah, 1 million pounds is good. You take the 1 million. He said, you want more? Wallah, if you give, I take. I take the other million, 2 million. I have a lot. Oh, my brother, do you want more? 3 million? Okay, take. 5, take. 10, take. Do you think Allah will say to His Prophet, don't take? وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. He keeps giving and Prophet keeps taking. And Prophet never took for himself, for his ummah. So our duty is what, Shaykh? Is to praise our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammadun basharun wa laysa kal bashari bal huwa yaqutatun wan nasu kal hajari. He is the jewel. Muhammad is a human being, but he is not like human beings. He understood, Imam Busayri understood the meaning. He said, how I can resemble myself to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's impossible to say that he is Bashar, and it is not nice to say he is not Bashar. Because Allah said in Holy Quran, say, Ya Muhammad, kul innama ana basharun mithlukum. I am a human being. So Busayri understood there is a very subtle meaning in between these two words, Bashar and not Bashar. So what he said? Muhammadun Basharun. But he is a human being. But وليس كالبشري. But he is not like Bashar. So what is it? Like Kaf and Noon, Kun. Without saying, without Noon following the Kaf, what Allah will, when he say Kun, without saying the Noon, it will appear what Allah wants. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so refine meaning between his bashariya, his features, physicality, his form, and with his nasutiya, bashariya, and with the non-bashariya, in between. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him what he did not give anyone. That's why Muhammad Busayri said, if he is a jewel that has value, and everyone else is a rock, pebble, no value. Basharun wa laysa kal bashar. If he was Bashar, how he will go for Mi'raj? Can anyone Bashar go from Mi'raj? Show me one.
No.
Huh? No one can go for Mi'raj with his physicality except Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But awliyaullah and their followers, with the barakah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every mu'min, every Muslim, he has a mi'raj. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into mi'raj, he asked, Ya Rabbi, give my ummah, for everyone, a mi'raj. And that's why we say there are not one mi'raj, there are ma'arij, plural of mi'raj. Do you think Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam want one mi'raj? If we say Prophet want one mi'raj, we unfortunately we say to ourselves we are ignorant. In every breath Prophet breathing, it is a mi'raj. وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. He doesn't open his mouth or speak. He doesn't. He said وما ينطق عن الهوى, doesn't open his mouth except a wahy. When you breathe also comes with a mi'raj. When it goes out, it's not like us, because he's Bashar and not Bashar. When he breathes, he breathes knowledge, mi'raj. When he breathes out, he gives his ummah away. His breathing is a mi'raj. What you call the out-breathing? Inhaling is a mi'raj. Exhaling is a benefit, sharing those knowledges, those ma'arish with the ummah. It's not for him. Every breath he is breathing is a mi'raj for him. And every exhalation is division, is dividing that mi'raj, the barakah of that mi'raj and the knowledge of that mi'raj to the whole ummah. That's why he is hazirun nazir. He is present and seeing. Omnipresent, you say, in English? Hadirun wa nazirun. Hadirun, present, and wa nazirun, and observing. He observes every single move of his ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered his angels to make salawat to show on Prophet to show the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad on them. Don't think, oh my angel, that you are better than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, you do salawat on him. Means you are at his presence. You be in his presence, sending salawat on him to show his greatness, the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O mu'min, O Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with the barakah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حيث قال رجب شهر الله وشعبان شهري ورمضان شهر أمتي ومن الله التوفيق والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الفاتحة. Those who are fasting, I think it's Maghrib now. Those who are fasting, yeah, can go down.